You're listening to SBS News.
When it comes to stirring up strong emotions, Britain's new Prime Minister Boris Johnson could win a gold medal. His decision to prorogue the Westminster Parliament has brought swift and strong reactions from across the political spectrum. Prorogation means that, with the exception of a few days, MPs won't be sitting until after the Queen has delivered a speech written by the government in mid-October. That will leave just over 2 weeks before Britain is due to leave the European Union. Opposition leader Jeremy Corbyn is forthright in his view of the action.
We will be back in Parliament on Tuesday to challenge Boris Johnson on what I think is a smash and grab raid against our democracy, where he's trying to suspend Parliament in order to prevent a serious discussion and a serious debate to prevent a no-deal Brexit. What we're going to do is try to politically stop him on Tuesday with a parliamentary process in order to legislate to prevent a no-deal Brexit and also to try and prevent him shutting down Parliament during this utterly crucial period.
The Liberal Democrats' Brexit spokesman Tom Brake is similarly outraged at Mr Johnson's move.
Clearly the Prime Minister doesn't want to have any debate about this. He doesn't want to be held accountable. What he's doing is completely undemocratic and unprincipled, but I'm confident that a majority of MPs who are opposed to no deal, including, I hope, some ex-senior Conservative ministers who are now no longer in his government, will think that we need to work together to stop something which I think the response we saw from the people yesterday indicates that the people in the country don't believe that it's right for a Prime Minister simply to shut down Parliament because he can't ram through something he wants to do.
The government insists there's nothing out of the ordinary with a prorogation at this time, as what is effectively a new government would want to put its policies into a Queen's speech to follow the closure of Parliament. Cabinet Minister Andrea Leadsom says the government needs the period of prorogation to prepare.
It's actually really important that now we do that prorogation at a time where there was a recess planned anyway during conference recess, and then we can get a fresh Queen's speech, we can get our new domestic programme up and running, and that's what the Prime Minister is seeking to do, whilst making sure that there's plenty of time still to be able to debate Brexit after we come back, and indeed we're hoping to be able to debate a new withdrawal agreement bill.
Legal moves are already underway to try to prevent the prorogation of Parliament. At the High Court in London, judges are preparing to rule on whether the government is unlawfully avoiding parliamentary sovereignty on an issue of constitutional importance. That'll focus on whether it's legal to ask the Queen to shut down Parliament, thus restricting MPs' opportunity to debate Brexit. Former Supreme Court Justice Lord Sumption says, though, it's not a straightforward case.
There's no doubt that Parliament can be prorogued in law. There's no doubt that political reasons, when ministers control the prerogative of the Crown, they naturally do so for political reasons. What's a good political reason? What's a bad political reason? The politicians are going to have to sort this out.
In Northern Ireland, a court case is already underway, arguing that the suspension of Parliament breaches the Good Friday Agreement, which helped to restore peace in the province. And at a court in Edinburgh in Scotland, a judge was asked to stop the Westminster shutdown, with lawyer Aidan O'Neill representing 75 parliamentarians, arguing that it was unconstitutional.
We do not live in an absolutist state. We do not live in a totalitarian state. We live in a state which is limited by the rule of law.
The BBC's political editor, Laura Koonsberg, has told TV viewers in Britain that events over the days and weeks to come will be crucial for Boris Johnson and his government.
There is certainly a lot riding on this and a lot of tension in the air, and it's going to be a first big test for Boris Johnson, his first big showdown with Parliament. But one cabinet minister suggested to me tonight, it's not for the rebels about being outraged, it's whether or not they actually have the numbers to change the law.
For people who aren't activists or politicians, reactions range from resignation to puzzlement to anger. This woman is Portuguese. She moved to the UK 20 years ago as an EU citizen. She says her desperation at the situation she finds herself in has driven her to join the protest.
Finally, I have, because I need a voice. I worked and I gave this country my youth. I'm very grateful for what you taught me, but you must make me part of all this process.
Yeah.
I can't just be kicked out. I build things for you. I looked after your children. I looked after the elderly in this country. Now you kick me out with what? With what?
An e-petition on the government's website demanding Parliament not be suspended had reached more than 1.5 million signatures by Thursday night, British time. Alan Lee, SBS News.